Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Justin Ford, and he's the sales manager at Roofing Restoration Services of America. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
And from here on, let's refer to you guys as RRSA.
It's much easier, right?
Yeah, RRSA. I'm sure I'm going to mess that up at some point. So, Justin, so tell me about yourself. Give me a little background. Where are you from? How long have you been in this business?
I'm from Waxahachie, grew up here, went to high school here, graduated here. Started with RSA, I guess, 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
So I've worked all over the country with them, and now I am based here out of Texas and get to live in my hometown again.
What year did you graduate?
2006.
Let's see. I'm trying to think who I know in that class. That's pretty cool. Do you have any older brothers or sisters that I would know?
I do. I have two. Brian Ford, he works here at Citizens National Bank.
Oh, yeah, Brian. I think he's a year older. He was friends with my husband.
And then my other brother's Brock Ford, and I'm lucky enough to work with him.
Yeah.
Some days I'm lucky. But
so you're the middle?
Yes. No, I'm the youngest. Sorry.
Oh, you're the youngest. Yeah. Oh, very cool. Well, good. I'm glad we put that together. Okay, so your position is your sales manager. Mm-hmm. How are you liking that?
It's great. You know, I've done a little bit of everything for the company. I've sold. I've even done a little bit of managing our projects as far as production, but it's great. I've kind of done a little bit of everything, but I like where I'm at.
Good. All right. So tell me a little bit about RRSA.
Well, RRSA is a big company that's also a small company, right? Like, we're nationwide. We do work for the military. We have a big commercial division, but at the same time, we're focused here in Waxahachie. It's where our headquarters is. We do a lot of work here. Our owners are from Waxahachie, Jenny Seymour, Corey Sanchez.
I love them.
Both live here, big, active in the community. So we're a big company, but we're a small company at the same time.
So you said y'all do work for the military. So how does that work out? The divisions, how is that broken down? So are you guys involved with that too, or is that a totally different?
So I'm strictly residential, mm-hmm. but we do have a military section of our company, if you will.
Yeah.
And they do restoration on military bases, North Carolina, California, Florida, areas like that. John Seymour kind of heads that up.
That's cool. So y'all are able to travel around. There's opportunities to do all kinds of fun things.
We got opportunities all over the country. We have an office in Michigan. We have one in Arkansas, just to name a couple. But yeah, we've got opportunities everywhere.
That's neat. All right. So tell me what makes RRSA special.
Well, I think that's tough in the roofing business, right? Like, if you pull up to a four-way stop, there's three roofers on each side of you here in Texas. But I will say we've recently been chosen to sell the first nailable solar shingle, mm-hmm. from GAF. They selected us. We're the only one in Ellis County that can offer it. Pretty cool product. Just won a bunch of awards that I couldn't specify which ones.
Yeah. But,
we just put the first one on here in Texas, in Waxahachie, locally. So I think when you get picked for something like that, it kind of shows that you stand out from everybody else that's around you, right?
You know what? Those shingles are pretty cool. So I wish our listeners could see that, because it took me seeing it in person. Because when I hear solar, I have in my mind those big solar panels that sit on top of stuff. And
right.
John Cody was telling me about how, like, critters get up underneath their bird nests and all this kind of stuff, and it's kind of just a mess. And these actually are just really shingles that are solar shingles. So tell us a little bit about the difference between regular shingles and solar shingles.
Right. So everybody thinks, with solar, you get the big panels, right?
Right.
It's a big eyesore to me personally.
Yeah.
So this is, there's really no difference between a regular shingle and this. I mean, it goes down the same asphalt shingle that you would have normally. But integrated in that is going to be a shingle that is technically a solar panel, if mm-hmm. you will. But it is put down with a nail gun. It lays flat on the roof. All one system. So whereas with panels, you have two systems kind of fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
You have your roof and
right.
the panels that go on over it. It's going to void any warranty you got, right? Which nobody really wants to tell you about. This is all one system, covered under one warranty, put down by one crew with a nail gun. It's something you've really never, it hasn't existed until this year. So
yeah, it's very cool. It's something that's very cool to see in person. Do y'all have a place where people wanted to see what that looks like, they could actually come and look at an example of that?
So if they come by our office, 351 Salon Road, we actually have a miniature house built that we put it on.
Or oh, okay.
they can, I won't give away their address, but they can go over to Katy Lake and just drive straight down through the neighborhood, and we've just put one on at the end of the cul-de-sac.
So. That's very cool. Yeah, I was pretty impressed with it. So the difference in the regular and solar, obviously, is that they are solar and these are regular. So you put them down the exact same way?
The exact same way. It's the same crew that shows up that morning that puts your roof on. So you don't have crews coming in and out and being in your hair for a week at a time. It's one crew in there that morning, and they put it all on with one nail gun. So
what is the lifetime of those shingles?
So they're all considered lifetime shingles now. You know, they expect to get 50 years out of them. You know, with the weather here, it can go one way or the other, mm-hmm, with the hailstorms. But this solar shingle is the only solar product on the market that does have a 25-year power guarantee. And what that means is they guarantee that for 25 years, you will get the same power output from your solar shingles. So that's also another thing that only they are offering. So there's a lot of upside with this product.
So say that again. What is the power shingle thing?
So it's a 25-year warranty on your power output. So if we come out and say, you know, this is a 21-kilowatt system, mm-hmm, they guarantee that for 25 years, that's what you're going to produce. And they actually have a little incentive that if they don't live up to that, you get money back on your product. So
that's pretty cool. So you just basically need a roof and some exposure to the sun, huh?
Right. Most people here are eligible, you know, maybe not 100% offset, but if you could even offset 50% of your bill, that's pretty good nowadays, right? With the amount and cost that everything constantly goes up year after year. This way you're able to actually lock in what you're paying for 25 years. So you don't have to worry about if we see a spike in energy prices.
So, okay, I'm going to show how completely ignorant I am on this, but tell me how it works. So how does you put the solar shingles on and you have given up your electricity, or you keep electricity and you just don't use as much of it, or how does that work?
So you're still always going to be tied into the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be different for every person. You know, if you have no trees around your house, you could see 100% offset on your bill. And what that means is your payment is going to be what you pay, and you're not going to see an electric bill anymore.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, it could be 50%, 70%. And what that means is your bill is going to be roughly 50 to 70% less, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could still see a small payment, but like I said, you're going to be locked into what your payment is for the next 25 years. So if it's $110, say, for you, that's what you're going to pay for 25 years. So, you know, you won't see that $150 that turns into $250 in the next 5 years if, mm-hmm, energy prices go up.
That's pretty cool. So there's a way then. So how does that work where it sets it up to automatically pull off the solar before it dips into the electricity part?
So when you look at your meter, right, you've got a little hand that turns to the right.
Mm-hmm.
That's your energy counting. With this, you've got another meter, and the hand turns backwards. That's your house building in the energy that it pulls from the sun, and then it uses that. So it's a little
that's
more complicated.
Pretty cool.
Than I can say, but.
No, but that's very. That just is very interesting to think about. So it's working. So basically, it's pulling backward. This is pulling forward, and it's helping to be able to. It's just helping keep the energy in the house to where you're not using as much.
You're producing your own electricity.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So. And if you produce more, it goes back to the power company, and some companies will let you roll over that credit. So say you build a ton of energy 1 month that you don't use, you can actually apply that towards your next month as kind of building a tab of energy at your house.
Wow. So do electric companies get aggravated that you're not using as much electricity?
You know,
does it matter to them at all?
Yeah. And some of them, you know, they charge a solar fee just for going solar. But, you know, I don't know. I think that they're probably a little against it, right? But
I'm betting at some point, though, with the way everything is going, I bet you that fee goes away someday. Because I'm thinking we're encouraged to use more solar and be, you know, a little more independent on all that. I mean, we're using the Earth's resources. Why not? That's
right.
Pretty cool.
And this is a way for everybody that wants to, you know, offset their carbon footprint a little bit.
Yeah.
To kind of take hold of their power, and instead of just paying, you know, whatever they bill you each month, why not take advantage and lock your rate in and create your own power?
Okay, so as a salesman, I'm someone you're talking to, and I'm thinking about getting solar at my house. Man, I just don't know. The cost of it seems like it's probably going to be more than would qualify me. How do you address that with someone?
Well, so with this, you know, you're not just getting solar. You're going to get the best roof that they make. GAF Timberline. GAF puts on one in every four roofs in America.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're getting with this system is not only the best roof that you can put on in Texas, in North America, I'm sorry, you're getting a 25-year warranty on your entire system. And so that's something that's really not offered. So you got to think about that. The quality of the product that you're getting. You're getting solar, and you're getting the best roof over the biggest investment that you make, your home, right? So, you know, everybody's different. We can look at it, see if the payment works for you. But we can usually build a package that works for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, when you really look at how much you're paying for power, you don't think about it, right? It's just a bill that comes out every month, $220, $250.
Right.
You know, and we're able to kind of show you that if you paid $225 for the next 25 years with no fluctuations, you're going to save money in the long run.
Yeah.
There's also a federal tax credit that you get back, which is 26% on the cost of your system right now. You know, it's something that we can't say how long it's going to be in effect, but right now it's a great thing to take advantage of. So you're able to really see an instant savings come tax season, right? So
yeah.
I think it works for everybody. Sometimes people get a little bit of sticker shock because, you know, it's expensive. But when you think about it in the long run, you're going to make that payment over 25 years regardless, right?
Right.
So
it's about that quality and thinking about the long run instead of that short-term quick fix.
Correct.
That's pretty cool. Okay, we need to wrap up. I get so excited asking so many questions. So how can people find you guys? What's the best way to get in touch with y'all?
So you can go on the web, rsa.us is our website. rsa.us is our Instagram. We're on Facebook, Roofing and Restoration Service of America. Or you can swing by the office, 351 Salon Road. We're right here, local.
Yeah.
And we'll be glad to help you out.
And they're in those new buildings that are like they're like white and black, real pretty. Right there at Salon, and was that Salon and
John Arden?
That's right. So yeah, give them a call. That's Roofing Restoration Services of America. And once again, we always tell you, you're welcome to call the chamber. We can get you their information as well. And this is Mr. Ford joining us today, the sales manager, and we really appreciate you coming out.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next Thursday.